In the seventh aliyah of Parshas Tzav, Moshe instructs Aaron what to do with the basar and the bread of the korban, and he uses the language kasher tzivesi. And Shamshon Nafal Hirsch explains here this language that Moshe transmitted the command, and that Moshe is now serving as the Kohen, but he's also teaching the sons of Aaron that he is the transmitter of the Torah while they are the ones implementing it. And he's explaining that this role of transmitting the Torah is still more important, and that the Talmud Chacham carries a function that is more important than the Kohen, as we find the Gemara Maseches Hori is telling us that as important as the Kohen is, and as prioritized as he is in saving lives, nonetheless, a Mamzer Talmud Chacham takes priority even over him. Pasuk Lamed Gimel states, Me Pesach Ohol Moed Lo Seitzu Shivas Yomim Ad Yom Melo Simei Meluichem Ki Shivas Yomim Yimale Es Yedchem. They shall not go outside the entrance of the Ohel Moed for 7 days until the Mehem Luim are completed. What exactly that means, not to go out at all, is a topic of some debate. The Ramban writes that it refers only to the time of the Avoda, and that that is a prohibition Lidaros, that the Kohen is not supposed to leave when his Avoda is going on. But Rav Shamshon Rafael Hirsch objects to this. The pasuk seems to clearly sound like this is referring to all day and all night, and the Bnei Aaron didn't actually start their avodah until day 8. The Samderach quotes the Ravid that the Kohanim were actually helping even before then in order to learn, so apparently they were involved on that level. And Ibn Ezra understands that they could leave when they needed to. The pasuk is just saying that they shouldn't get involved in other things, and he compares it to the language when Moshe dies, and the Torah says, "Vayivku b'nei Yisrael es Moshe shloshim yom." Doesn't mean to say they were crying every minute, but rather it refers to a consistent presence. In this language of kishuvas yamim yamale es yedchem, the Targum Yonason notes here that it was put up and down every day, and the Samderach comments that it sounds like this was on Shabbos as well, and therefore, being that the Binyan Beis HaMikdash does not override Shabbos, that shows that this was part of the process of Chinuch rather than Binyan. The language in Pasuk Lamed Daled, Kasher Asa, B'yom Hazeh, Tziva Hashem La'asos L'chaper Aleichem, Rav Shamshon Rafael Hirsch comments that the reference to Hashem and his command is to underscore that this is happening through Hashem's command, that it is Hashem himself who is doing this directly in consecrating the Kohanim. Here in Pasuk Lamed Hei, so we have another reference to Pesach Ohel Moed Teshvu Yomim V'Laila Shivas Yamim. So this idea that they were there throughout the 7 days, Tosfos Maseches Sukkah, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, asks the question that if they were there at night, so they would have to sleep, and that seems to contradict the principle of Ein Yeshiva Bazara El Malchus Beis David Bilvad. So the Pnei Yeshua asks the question that why is Tosfos only asking about sleep? The pasuk uses the language of yeshiva, and yeshiva itself is the problem. So the Aruch Haner responds that the language here is not referring to yeshiva in the language of sitting. It's yeshiva as it's used in the context of the mitzvah of sukkah. It's referring to dwelling. So that's why Tosfos is asking from that perspective. So the Oznayim LaTorah suggests that actually when it was closed up, they were indeed able to go home. Laila just refers to the end of the day. And Shamshon Rafael Hirsch understands that this actually refers to their mental state in the sense of Shivti Beveis Hashem, that they should have a consciousness and awareness of the Mishkan, and they should be safeguarding the ideas. The final pasuk in the parsha tells us, Vayas Aaron Avonav, Eis Kol Hadvarim, Asher Tziva Hashem Biad Moshe, and Rashi comments on these words, Vayas Aaron Avonav Eis Kol Hadvarim, Lahagid Shvachan Shlohitu Yamin Usmal. This is to show their praise that they didn't deviate not to the right or to the left. And the Ohel Moshe emphasizes that it's not that they would have deviated, but that they made their will equal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. And Rav Gifter comments that it means to suggest that they did so with the same simcha as if they heard the command from Hashem directly.